Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, well, we're live, by the way.
That's weird. Hello, wankers. Welcome to the Cancer Me Now podcast. My name's Isaac Butterfield, and wouldn't you believe it, I lived. The boy who lived. Through the fifth cancellation, the boy who lived.
Isaac Potter.
How are you going?
Congrats.
Thanks, bro. Sam Smith.
Fat and gay.
That won't get clipped.
There's the podcast title this week.
Well, he's not gay.
What is he?
Because he's...
What is they?
He's non-binary.
He's non-binary.
So can you be gay if you're non-binary?
I reckon he can.
I reckon if anyone can, he can.
Yeah.
I wanted to show you something because we all know Sam Smith, gay guy. Who the fuck keeps calling me? It's the same guy about the... Oh, it's someone else. Goodness.
Put your phone on airplane mode, mate.
Fuck off. Leave me alone. I'm trying to talk about Sam Smith. Christ. So if you don't know who Sam Smith is... A very talented musician.
Got some great songs.
Got some great pipes on him, but recently came out as they, them.
Is that what you do is you come out? You come out as gay, don't you? Like when you're gay, you come out.
Well,
you don't come out as...
Well, you come out as gay.
You can't come out as gay.
Gabe's already clipping us to try and get us cancelled. He came out as gay, then he went back in, and then he came out as they, them. So he's non-binary. But I want to show you something. He has actual tits.
Yeah, he looks like shit.
No. Look at this.
Yeah.
He has actual boobs.
Nah, that's just a fat dude.
They are not fat man tits.
Nah, that's... I've seen them, mate. That's not fat man tits.
They're real tits.
They've just let themselves go.
Look at the nipple.
My nipples look like that.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
They are big nipples.
I've got big nipples. Dude's got big nipples sometimes.
Get your nipple out.
Oh, I've got big nipples.
Oh, maybe you are a they then.
Damn, I'm learning about myself.
Damn, Sam Smith himself in the studio.
Yeah, no, I saw... this was all after this performance they did at the Grammys.
The Thammies, yeah.
And he was... They were dressed as the devil. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was insane.
Why is it insane though? A lot of people are blowing
up. Stop worshipping the devil.
But they're not worshipping the devil.
What are they doing?
He's just dressing up as the devil
and being unholy.
So what if he's unholy? Like, is anyone that surprised that he's a...
They're unholy.
They're unholy.
So what about there's this one article that someone put out recently blowing up at people using his wrong gender pronouns.
Their wrong gender pronouns.
That's right. But in the article they said he. Just at one point, they fucked up. It's very funny.
It's hard to, because you've spent your whole life learning. There's only two.
Well, you spent your whole life learning the English language. And now all of a sudden, since 2020, people are like, no, that's incorrect. Now you have to use them.
Yeah. Sucks.
So they said, yeah.
Who's they? Sam.
Sam.
Okay, yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I good on him.
Good on them.
Good on
them.
Good on them. Because, you know,
he's
living... You hate him.
No, I hate him.
You hate him because he's gay, don't you?
No, I love him because he's gay. Mate, Sam Smith did, like, Latch with Disclosure. One of the best songs ever.
He's a gun. He's a great
singer. A gun.
Fuck.
You're a pig. They're a gun. Yeah, love Sam Smith's work. Diplo. So it was like, Diplo posted this photo. This, you know Diplo the DJ?
Not personally.
I do. No. Wes. Call him Wes.
Wes Naguama.
Wesley. Yeah. Wesley. He posted a photo and he posted a heap of photos of like the Grammys because he DJ'd the after party.
So he's posted photos, yes.
And Sam Smith fucked up on the dance floor with a durry.
Good on him.
Just like the campus photo, like being real pouty and super gay. Like
he's probably a good,
sassy. Looks like a lot of fun.
He's probably a good dude.
They are probably a good guy.
They are probably a good
them.
Them. But
looks like a lot of fun. Sam Smith looks like a lot of fun to be around.
Christ, I cannot speak.
Yeah.
Sam looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I don't know what he's... Fuck! What? Like, I'm not deliberately doing this.
No, nah, just like I don't care.
I don't know what him...
Yeah.
With the dick. I don't know what, like, him's doing at the moment. Like
just getting attention.
I think he's just, yeah. He's just like, look at me.
Just getting attention.
And it's working. Because a lot of the really far-right commentators online...
Ben Shapiro's not happy.
Well, I don't know what he's blowing up about.
Well, I do. The devil.
But
the devil.
Do you think Sam Smith's really like praying to the devil?
No, but I do like the conspiracies, if you will.
So what are these conspiracies?
Well, I don't know them specifically.
Well, I'm glad you brought them up.
But I'm going to generalize here and maybe our producer could do a bit of work for once.
Yeah, come on.
But
can you take a moment away from editing JonBenet's
rant? Super Bowl halftime, Grammy Awards, every year or every few years, there's always a conspiracy that there's like devil worship kind of slipped into the performance. This year wasn't that subtle. Sam Smith was literally dressed as the devil.
Yeah.
But every year they're like, they're doing like signs or like that allegedly like throwbacks to like hedonists or like devil worshippers or whatever.
Yeah.
But Nicki Minaj did it 1 year. Gaga did it 1 year.
Did you see Gaga get spewed on the other day?
No, that's funny though.
Have you seen that video?
Welcome to my world.
Look, welcome to Jesse's world. Show Josh Bluey Nielsen, the great man, show him Lady Gaga getting spewed on the other day. Because this is fucking...
Where'd this happen? Where
this is different.
Was she in fucking Finnegan's Irish pub in town?
She was fucking spewed on. You got to find. You might have to go to Twitter to find the fucking video.
I'll get it up down in. I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
I looked up Sam Smith conspiracy, and the first thing that came up was Adele and Sam Smith the same person.
I agree. I think they might be.
Well, Adele was fat, and they're both great singers,
and they have tits.
Yeah.
So can't like prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them in the same room at the same time? I haven't.
There was another thing that annoyed me that came out of the Grammys too. This is like Women's Weekly, by the way. We're talking about controversy
for the Grammys.
But something else annoyed me that came out of the Grammys, and it's my boy Diplo again. Did you see the clip of... So Beyonce broke the record for...
I didn't even know she released a song last year.
Neither did I. Apparently she had a whole album. There you go. Beyonce broke the record for most Grammys by an artist ever.
Yep.
For the album that none of us knew came out.
Yep.
And they cut to like, you know, when they cut to the crowd and everyone's applauding, well done. They cut to Diplo, who looked like he mouthed, "They bought it."
Uh-huh.
But he, like, it kind of looked like that, but everyone's just...
They bought it, as in...
They bought it. Like, they paid for that Grammy. They've paid for that Grammy for it to be the record breaker.
Right.
It kind of looked like that, and everyone's just taken it and run with it. And then, you know, you're flicking through the telly on the weekend, and it's like the shitty panel shows on Channel 10. Ricky Lee. Remember Ricky Lee from Australian Idol?
Ricky Lee Coulter.
Ricky Lee's piling on Diplo.
Good.
Ricky Lee...
Not a bad sort, Ricky Lee.
She was once upon a time.
Many
but
moons ago.
How dare she criticise... She's going, oh, how could he, and blah, blah, blah. He didn't even say that. He actually produced the album. He said it was good to be a part of. And everyone's just piled on and smashed him and was like, Diplo's a piece of shit.
But this is what people do.
This is,
they grab something.
What would you know, Isaac?
Exactly. They run with it, and Ricky Lee's gone...
It annoyed me that Ricky Lee criticised Diplo. I was like, Diplo's... Well,
Ricky Lee's famous for being on Australian Idol 15 fucking years
ago.
What
did she sing? Was she absolute? No, that was Vanessa Amorosi, wasn't it? Absolutely everybody.
Yeah, that's not Ricky Lee. Ricky Lee
sang... What did Ricky Lee sing?
I think she sang like fucking 4 score and 20 years ago. So what did Ricky Lee sing?
I'm going to get up Spotify now.
Am I about to bring up the right thing of Lady Gaga where she's... she knows she's about to get spewed on?
Oh, she wanted to get spewed on.
So it doesn't show the full clip, but it shows the beginning of it.
Look.
Ready? Oh, she's getting someone to spew on her.
That chick's just tacking on her, bro. What the fuck?
This looks like some avant-garde, weird... Oh, she wants her to do it. Oh, Christ. That was green. This is a setup. Because it's real green.
Yeah, that's just it going back and forth. But yeah, I did not expect that.
What is it, like an art installation or something?
Who tweeted this? Who tweeted that? Calvin Robinson. I don't know who you are, but he goes, young people deserve better role models. Mate, whatever. But that is fucking weird.
Does she end up spewing?
Yeah, there's green stuff comes out.
What do you think that is, you fucking idiot?
Oh, I didn't actually see it come out.
What do you think that is? Is this... Are people seeing this?
No, they're not at the moment.
No, show them.
Hold on.
You can show this.
You got to give me a sec.
You can show this.
Well, yeah, she's clearly... being spewed on. And that girl's obviously drank something very green on purpose. Cause that
maybe
looks
a
like,
couple of splices.
It looked like Nickelodeon slime. It did. It looked like she'd been eating slime from the Nickelodeon Awards.
Lady Gaga's on the drums and this chick standing over, like sticking her fingers down her throat. Going,
they're seeing it now. Bleh.
Yeah, watch this. This is crazy. So she's getting spewed. What the fuck?
Oh.
Why is she getting spewed on? Spewy tits.
I feel like these
spewy tits Gaga.
These guys just get to a stage with like performing where it's not enough to.
They lose their mind.
Well, it's not enough to just put on a good show anymore. And like a producer gets in there and goes, you know, it's like Sam Smith with the devil and the tits. It's about attention. So it's like, you know, it's gonna get. Don't just do a good performance. That won't get attention. Get someone to come up and fucking spew on you.
So Lady,
while you belt a drum kit. Like
so
a
Lady
fucking
Gaga,
idiot.
Amazing singer, great actor.
Remember that stage where we all thought she was a dude for ages?
Yeah.
I still think she is.
I don't know. She's pretty hot.
She
and I don't care if she's the dude. I'm standing by that. She's hot.
She's got one of the worst heads. Like her nose is outrageous.
It could be a match made in heaven, her and I. A couple of fucking well, rude
you'd
heads.
You'd have to be Italian to marry her.
Yeah.
You'd have to be Italian.
She's Italian.
She'd have to be Italian.
She is.
She looks like she's what spaghetti.
Her surname like, is like spaghetti. She's got one of them ones.
Is that racist?
Yeah. Very. Yeah, she's got a super Italian surname. Yeah.
And do you have to do that thing with your fingers when you
don't have to, but I did.
Margarita.
Yeah. Ricky Lee, I looked at her top songs on Spotify and I didn't know any of them. So the fact that she was criticizing
what's her number one
annoyed
song?
Me.
Did it say?
Fucking.
Is it Mama Don't Know?
Nah, they're all off her. Or a new album. I don't know. But Unbothered. All We Need Is Love. Come and Get in Trouble. Crazy. Do It Like That. Burn It Down. Don't Miss You.
Ricky.
They all sound like belters.
Go and fucking write a decent song before you start complaining about Diplo.
Yeah, it's lay off fucking my boy Diplo.
Lay off the Diplo.
So that annoyed me.
Get on the old typewriter, you stupid fucking thing.
And Rihanna performed pregnant at the Super Bowl today.
So why are people upset about that?
I don't
understand.
Know if they're upset or not.
Someone tweeted, you should not perform pregnant, and they were blowing up.
Shouldn't you?
Why?
I don't know. She probably lip-synced.
Why is that a problem? I don't understand why that's a problem.
I don't.
People were blowing up. They're going, she shouldn't have performed pregnant.
It's people blow up about it.
Maybe if she like fell over or something. Like
she could fall over at the shops.
Yeah.
Should she not go to the shops?
Yeah. She probably doesn't, to be fair.
Yeah.
That's
probably
a fair point.
Rihanna's not getting her own milk, boys.
Not green milk.
She makes ASAP go and get it. ASAP Milky.
Well, I was going to bring this up later in the show, but I thought we'd bring it up now before we talk Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Gabe got some hate last week.
I saw this. Oh, yeah.
So why did you get hate? What happened? Can you take us through it?
Are we talking about the same thing, that comment?
Yeah. Like you deserved it, don't get me wrong.
Oh, obviously.
It was me.
Yeah, here's your burner.
That wasn't my comment.
Oh.
I've got a burner account to just hammer Gabe.
Guys, can we get some negative comments for Gabe in the comments section?
Guys.
Too much love.
Tee off on Gabe tee in the off. Comments.
The best comment will get a merch pack.
Yes.
From Michael B.
Michael B. Jordan.
And he's actually sent in a hot take.
Oh,
hot take. Gabe doesn't speak in his natural voice. He puts on a voice and tries to sound laid back / cool. It's obvious and kind of lame.
I don't think you're cool at all.
Yeah, I mean, I just sound like I'm trying to sound cool.
The thing about that I love is like it's not a real over-the-top sledge, but
it's a real, it cuts it's deep.
It's it just to the point.
Deep because it's true.
Yeah.
You're that around. Gabe's around these two guys.
You're around some elite company.
Some like real alpha men.
Yeah.
Primals.
Yeah.
And you walk in here and I see you wear your cool t-shirt. You wear the hat I gave you every week. your hard rock t-shirt on that you think's cool that you bought from fucking Spend Less Shoes. And you walk in here and you think you're better. You think you're better than everyone else. Like obviously not us, but you think you're better than other people because you get to hang around two fucking primals every single week. Two devil worshippers. That's the one he does. Primal. I don't know what I do. Fucking
these songs. Ones.
And you think that you're better than your average man. And I just think you need to be pulled into line a little bit. You got your $900 a week. Now you're on $1,200 a week and you think you're better.
Yeah. And I've got this cool voice to come along with it.
You're trying to get extra work off JonBenet Ramsey. What else are you trying to do in the background?
I thought it was very funny comment. I would like to see more of it this week.
Shout
please,
out
guys.
To Michael B. Jordan who left that comment because that is classic. It is hilarious. Good
Michael B. Jordan, he was in Black Panther and the new Creed movies.
Well, no, never. I don't see colour.
Mm-hmm. You just saw Panther.
I I don't want to see Panther.
Haven't seen black or pink Panther, just Panther.
I actually want to do a go hunting for the large panthers in New South Wales.
Sex panthers?
Sex panthers. 99% of the time works every time.
They're illegal in nine countries.
77% of the time. So apparently in an area close to where we film this podcast, there is actually a panther in the wilderness. There was a.
I don't want to go hunting for panthers.
You don't want to? Well, I wasn't.
I don't. Unless Green Tree's coming.
He is coming.
Oh, well, I feel safe.
You'll come?
I'll definitely come. Okay. If Green Tree's there, I feel safe as houses.
So do I, right?
All right, cool.
But because it's a national park, you can't actually take
firearms
or anything in. But I'm going to sneak in something that I think would deter a panther. Gabe, because I reckon I'm faster than you.
Yeah, Gabe's panther bait.
Dreaming.
Do you reckon you're faster than... I reckon you're faster than Gabe.
I was once upon a time. I back myself to
beat. I reckon I'd beat him in a race.
Gabe is panther bait, for sure.
You're panther bait.
I'll back myself 40 metres. This is where the Olympics idea came in.
He also... Well, we're going to do it. Yeah. Pull your fucking finger out and stop working for JonBenet Ramsey.
I've got no work from him.
Good. And I reckon that I reckon we should do this Olympics, and I think we should have a running race.
And just to spice it up, yeah. It's the Panther Dash. We're going to get a panther.
Yes. We're going to get a real-life panther, and it's going to run. Or, because Gabe looks so young, it could be we could get the ghost of George Pell to chase Gabe.
That'd be pretty scary.
Would you fuck George Pell for the show, Gabe?
Yeah, for a bit of extra coin, I'll fuck George Pell.
Now, that's a man that I could really, you know, set me watch to. That's a good hard worker.
So we got sidetracked here. So we're going panther hunting with Green Tree.
Yeah, and then Gabe's going to get fucked by the ghost of George Pell. I only said Chappelle. George Chappelle Corby.
Yeah.
No, I think that we should do that. But what I want is a shout out to the people of the Cairns in our community. I need a thermal drone.
Yeah, I saw you post about this the other day and I was confused. And
then people were like, what do you want to... And I had to like put in afterwards. Like, I don't want it for any nefarious reasons. I'm not trying to fucking hunt someone down. I just want it to like put up over the area to sort of see if there's anything going on.
Panther
spotting. Anyone's got a fucking thermal drone or a thermal something. Some guy messaged Caleb, our guy who films our docos, and said, I've got these thermal binoculars. And we're like, yeah, cool, that'd be great. Can we borrow them? He goes, nah, they're 10 grand. You're not using them. I was like, well, what the fuck did you message me for?
Thanks for letting me know, dickhead. You idiot.
So, okay. So we've
that's pretty funny.
So, yeah, I've got them. You can't have them.
That's pretty great from that guy.
So you would have watched the fights yesterday, of course.
Yes, did. Well, I caught the main fight.
It was a good card. We saw some good wins from some Australians and Kiwis. Volk didn't get the win in the main event up against Islam Makhachev, but a lot of people, including friend of the show Joe Rogan, thought he did win.
The first place I went, literally, I was like, damn, I don't know anything about the sport, points, etc. But watching it, and obviously very biased, I was like, damn, it looked like he won. And I go straight to the Joe Rogan Fight Companion for confirmation.
Hi.
And I was like, my missus was filthy because she was trying to talk to me. I was like, just shut up for a second. And I'm quickly like scrolling to the bit where the decision, where Rogan and the boys are watching. Yeah. And every one of them. So it was Brendan Shaw, Brian Callan, who take or leave what they say. But Eddie and Joe were both like... That's Volk. Volk's won.
They were sure he won.
They were all adamant. They're like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then they Buffer announced that it was and still. And they were all gutted. And I was watching that going like, fuck, if Rogan says it, it's obviously gospel.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
But then like the reaction seemed to be pretty unanimous across the fucking, you go on Twitter and everything. Everyone seemed to think that Volk won.
As the fight went on, there was a lot of different, like they showed the different tweets from people and a lot of people were giving it to Makhachev. I think the first round, he got a really good takedown and a knockdown, I think, in the first round. Or was it the second round there was a knockdown? I can't remember, but Volk was pretty dominant in the first round too.
Yeah.
So it was easy to split him. Last round went to Volk easy. First, and I think the third as well probably went to him. I think he won, but... And also, Islam was doctor point for grabbing in the gloves, right? Yeah. So that would make you think, okay, you got Volk really striking really well and he's getting up off the ground.
And when he had him on the ground, he wasn't doing anything.
No.
Volkanovski was like throwing shakers. I was worried when he started throwing the shakers because that's something I'd do. I'd like get a bit confident and then get strangled.
There's a great video. I don't know if you'd be able to find it, Gabe. Oh, here's the scorecard. So Ben Cartledge, he scored at 10-9
first
round.
Great name for someone judging combat sports, yeah, Cartledge.
Watch out for knee bars. 10-9, 10-9 Makachev in the first and second. 9-10 Volkanovski. Well, I could just say who won. He had it, what is it? 1-2-3 to Makachev, 2 to Volk. And so did Derek Clearly. He had 4. Derek Clearly got the weird one. He was 4 to Volk 1, and the other was 3-2.
Any relation to Ivan and Nathan?
Probably.
That bloke who had 4-1, did he at least have Volk on the last round? Is that when he had him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But even the round where Islam lost a point, he still had him win.
Mm.
And that was the round, I think, where, and you know, who the fuck knows. I think they had the hand fighting when the shuckers was thrown, but he didn't do anything.
No, he was like trying to strangle him for ages and he was just laying on the ground going like.
So it's all well and good taking someone down, but that's only one point, right?
Yeah, and then you just lay on the ground and do nothing.
Do what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, if Islam didn't have a body triangle on, in that round,
yeah.
I think maybe John Goddard, the referee, would have stood him up.
Got him up.
But he had, that's a fucking dominant position, having a body triangle on someone and having and hand fighting.
Yeah.
It's a very dominant position. And I can't see a world where a referee would stand someone up. Because I think eventually, you know, if that round goes on forever, eventually he gets the choke.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not the sport we're playing.
It wasn't
the sport we're playing is where it's for 5 minutes, right? Yep. So Volk's comfortable, and he said, you know, in the lead-up, he said, I've been in these positions nonstop. I'm very comfortable. Like, you cannot choke that man.
Yeah, he's got no neck.
I think Bisbin said that in the fight.
Yeah, he has no neck. He's doing heaps of training with Craig Jones.
Yeah.
Who's like a guru in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
But that he had Craig Jones in his whole camp. And very funny guy too.
Yeah.
Craig
yeah.
Jones like really like quirky, like wears weird clothes.
He's got
like
the whole funny. Brand of
the B team. Yeah.
Oh, the B team.
The B team.
He's got one, this rash guard that one of my mates used to wear called Fuck Craig Jones, and he sells it, which is hilarious.
Yeah, he's really funny. Yeah. But he's been in Volk's camp, and they were doing like late escapes, and like they were doing, he had him the whole time, and you could see. But yeah, tough couple of days if you're a sports fan too, because like Sunday UFC on the piss, and then if you were like Super Bowl today too, like. If you like drinking and sports, you're off for a long week.
Mate, even I had a couple of beers yesterday. I was a bit dusty this morning.
It's the best. It is Sunday best. UFC fucking rules.
I know. But I get really, because I sort of, not like I'm really close friends with these guys, but I know them, I've met them
you're
several
invested.
Times. I get super nervous.
Yeah.
Like I know people.
I was nervous and I fucking, you want them to win so
it's
bad.
Fucking oath you do.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. It's a tough one. It was like with McGregor fought. Obviously I didn't meet him, but I was super into him.
Yeah,
like badly into him. Yeah. Like it's not good for you.
Damn.
And him getting beat and Volk, but everyone was like, you know, Volk didn't get beat in that. He just didn't win the points.
Yeah, I saw grown men cry when Nate Diaz choked McGregor out. I was in Ireland. Was that the first fight?
Yeah, that was their first fight. Yeah,
and that was like the peak of his powers. Mm. I think he would just beat Alvarez maybe, and
he just beat
Aldo.
Yeah, he beat Eddie Alvarez, and he beat Aldo, and he beat Chad Mendes.
Yeah, I saw the same guy cry twice actually because he left. It was the Aldo fight, and he left for a cigarette and came back, and the fight was over.
Jesus.
And he cried because he missed it. And then the same guy cried when he got beat by Nate Diaz.
Was this a mate of yours?
This was a guy I lived with over in Ireland. Shit. We were hammered because of the time difference. They were on at like 3 and 4 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'd all come home from town and like watch the fight. It was great. And yeah, so that's like people like love the shit.
And I was nearly in tears when McGregor lost to fucking Khabib.
Yeah.
I was shattered.
Yeah. He got fucked up too.
I used to be like that with even the Knights.
Yeah.
Like when the Knights lose when I was a kid, I'd cry. But
and it happens
now,
to you enough. You just get numb
now
to
now
it.
I'm sort of numb, yeah. I've got PTSD from that shit.
Fuck.
And our little man that we're about to bring into the world in a couple of weeks, like I'm going to tee him up to be a Knight supporter, but I know he's destined for failure, unfortunately.
For the foreseeable.
Yeah.
But he's a young man. He's got his whole life to see him win.
I don't know if I can see it ever happening.
There was a good weekend for sport because all the footy, the NRL's decided they want to monetize the trial games now, so they've invented the preseason cup.
Oh, have
I'm happy with that.
Well, the footy sucks.
Yeah, it
it's
does.
Fucking shit.
Well, I didn't watch it for the point, like
the Indigenous game though.
No, the All Stars rules.
Yeah, I watched that. I was a bit worried one of them were going to say something about how much of a piece of shit I was.
That would have been great.
They were watching me in the camp. just to fire themselves up, baby. But yeah, it was a good weekend for sport, but no good wins.
No. But like, yeah, I don't know. The whole, they do like the preseason, they've called it like the preseason challenge now. Mm. They're like team, like the guys that need a run are getting a game. Everyone else is just kids. It's just trial games.
Yeah.
But they're televising them. They say they're playing for $100,000. What's $100,000 to an NRL club? Surely that's fuck all.
That's minimum wage.
Minimum wage is about $150, I think, now, if you're in the top 30. Really? Maybe $120 or $150 in the top 30. So, like, I don't know. I feel like this is my fucking take on it, which is obviously the right one. But I feel like the NRL is just, if they, like, make up a preseason cup and televise the trial games, which is all they are, they can just charge more for ad revenue. It's more games, it's more eyeballs. They can just charge for it, whereas before they weren't doing it.
On the minimum wage, this happens in a lot of different sports, but with the NRL, if it's, say, it's $150, I don't know, if we had a good producer, he'd already Googled it.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Do you think that's a good thing?
What, the minimum
wage?
That
they have a minimum wage.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because before it was a pittance and guys were, like, training full-time and getting, like, 30-20 grand.
So I should definitely agree because it was my old man who brought it in.
Yes.
The minimum wage through the Players Association and the Rugby League. It was one of his big fighting points.
Yeah.
One of the things he fought for. But I'm just thinking of it now from a pure fan point of view.
Yeah.
I feel if you pay players less until they're good enough, then they're going to fight harder and train harder and play harder to get into that bracket of getting paid a livable wage. I know that's fucked up.
Oh, you think like if they're on 150 and they can still play reserve grade, they're then they're just going to kick back.
Possibly. Your worst spot on it is 120.
Okay, 120. So 100, that's still a nice money. That's a nice living.
120K, that's a lot of money.
It is, but it's not when you see one, it's you could potentially be on a 1 year contract. And if you go like a busted, you're not getting another go next year. No one else wants to pick you up. So then you're back to fucking scaffolding like a fucking idiot.
Yep.
Damn fool. That's not a lot then. It's not a lot when you weigh up like the risk of injury, like the fucking CTEs of the world, etc. And also, what else was I thinking of when I was thinking that? Yeah, I don't know. There was another point I was going to make.
CTE.
Talking about CTE.
yeah, I know. I know what you're saying, but I just think maybe, and it's the same when you have like these NRL clubs, and I assume AFL clubs are the same. They have the reserve grade boys.
Yeah.
Training with first grade and hanging out and like all that type of stuff. Like there's no distinct line of you're not good enough to be in first grade.
Yeah, they definitely, you hear guys talk about it, how it used to be, and it was like a distinct like hazing. It was like they would just treat you like shit.
And
until
you should
you
be
earned.
Treated like shit until you earn your spot.
Yeah, I agree with that. But like it's that, it's a generational and cultural thing now where it's like, no, we want everyone to.
Yeah, I think that's shit. I don't think you play as hard.
Yeah.
I think the game's gone soft. I hate everyone who plays. Especially Cody Walker. He had a go at me.
I think a few of the boys had a go.
There's a few of them that had a go at me. Jesus. Latrell had a crack. Cody Walker had a crack. How's Latrell had a crack and then you got arrested the next time?
I'd love to see your inbox.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah.
But I understand why they had a crack at me. They just saw a fucking video of me fucking blowing, like going fucking deluxe.
Going nuclear.
They don't understand that I'm not a fucking piece of shit. But anyway, you get that on the big jobs.
So what were we talking about there? Top 30. Do you think the standard of footy would be better if they got paid less? Is that what you're saying?
Well, like the union man in me is like, no. There's a massive TV deal. They should be getting paid good money because everyone else is making this money off their fucking heads, right?
Yes.
That's the union man in me.
Yeah.
But then there's a side of me that thinks like motivation, right? A lot of people are motivated by money and maybe if they were getting paid not a comfortable wage, they needed to. It's like when you see a fighter like McGregor, right?
Yeah.
In his days when he was making nothing, you know, the 50 Gs, baby, like that was the biggest thing to him. Now he's getting fucking 50 Gs just for turning up to a fucking whatever, maybe 4, 3, 4, 5 times that, you know, money doesn't mean as much. So why is he fighting?
Yeah. I suppose motivation is different for everyone too, but I would be of the mindset of like, oh, fuck, I've made the top 30. I'm only on a 1 year deal. I better have a fucking go so I can get an extension. But who knows?
Did you see when the boys were posting this?
Yeah, the so turquoise squares.
I didn't really fully get it.
So this is for the collective bargaining agreement. And I think it's a good one because, mate, you have got there's a funny fucking comment there from Bad Beat Betty. If you and this is Kalen Ponga's Instagram, if you and Kurt can afford cocaine, you don't need a pay rise. Coke's not that expensive.
I didn't see KP came out today and spoke in front of the media about that incident.
So yeah,
but I didn't see what he said.
So he did. He said that he had eaten something, and
no, Kalen.
Yeah, I know. That is so ridiculous.
Oh, what he called it a bug.
Yeah, well, fucking. Yeah, you know how you got Google in front of you,
mate. I'm doing six.
No, weeks. But it's a paid article. Oh, the article I saw was a subscriber only one from the Herald.
Jerk off under the desk. Then it was a bit. How you doing? A bit of noise. Yeah, but he said that basically. So if you don't know the story, Kalen Ponga, a big guy in the NRL, he was out because he had a lot of concussions in a row because he keeps fucking flying into tackles like an absolute full blown spastic.
Does go pretty full noise into every bit of contact.
KP, take it easy. You're a gun player. Take it easy.
Longevity, mate. Just
be like that. Ever hear that French fullback back in the day who used to, if the other team would make a break,
you just kick back?
He used to smoke in the back line. Matty John's talk.
Sounds like my kind of player.
He'd kick back in the background. He goes, no, you missed the tackle. They score. I don't make the tackles.
That's not my job, mate.
That's not my job. I score the tries. And that's what Kalen needs to be doing. Anyway, so he had a lot of head knocks and he was basically out for the season. He bought a house or something?
Yeah, he bought a house and they were allegedly celebrating.
So he walks out of the toilet with Kurt Mann and everyone's blowing up and they're like, oh, fucking, you must have been in there doing drugs.
They got kicked out.
They were getting escorted out
by security.
And anyway. What about Post Malone didn't get let into a Perth nightclub because he had face tats?
He was... Oh, no, it was Nelly. Nelly performed recently and he was super fucked up on Warwick's. It looked like classic Warwick Kappers.
Oh, nice.
He looked like he was...
No, there's Post Malone ones too.
Yeah, like, well, Post Malone... Yeah, but this was here. Like, yeah. Posty did it a while ago too and he was like performing. It's like, damn, you fucking got fucked up. And then...
So, yeah, he didn't get let in. But on Ponga, just to wrap
up... Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, he said that he had... like gastro from a feed.
Because his dad, his dad came out at the time and was like, he had too much to drink and Kurt was looking after him.
So the Knights basically said, no, we're not going to talk about it for a while. And they left it for 6 months.
It's like when you get cancelled, just leave it for a bit.
Leave it for a bit.
Then come back.
And no one cares anymore.
No one cared at the time.
No one cared at the time. So Buzz Rothfield.
Buzz cared.
He cared. He's a fucking...
Buzz fucking killed.
If you don't know who Buzz is, he's this fucking ancient man.
He's an old flog.
How he still has a job, it is beyond me.
He
doesn't deserve it, that's for sure. And he made a big article about it last night. I retweeted it.
Oh, last night?
Yeah. And this is before Kalen came out today. He was trying to get ahead of it. And I retweeted it. I said, who gives a fuck if Kalen was snorting coke? I've snorted coke off the steps. You know there's a church in Newcastle right next to Civic Park? One night with a bloke... we'll call him JP because that's his initials.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I snorted coke with him off a church's steps.
That's pretty...
Right? I get...
That's
fucking,
unholy.
That is unholy.
No wonder you're on board with the satanic
shit. Don't worry about Sam Smith.
Mate, who cares?
That's unholy. I'm sure God cares.
How many blokes are snorting chalk on a fucking normal night out?
Yeah, but...
But what?
But, well, let's play devil's advocate. No pun intended. People have an issue with it when... They're people of like stature in the community. Like people like if you're on 100, what the money that KP's on?
800K or something.
Try 1 point something.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck. But this is, I when people take exception with it, you're out injured with a head knock. Your team's playing, like you're out. And then you get caught doing what they think he's doing in the toilet. You can see why people, like someone like Rothfield too, who is an old flog, goes, like you can kind of understand where they're coming from in that respect. I don't care.
If KP was shooting up heroin, okay, I'd have a problem with it. But he's just doing a bit of chalk, like every other bloke in there.
No, but like he's out injured. Like,
so?
He's probably not the best for your recovery.
But who cares?
The people, like the fans care.
Do they?
Yes, I think they do.
I don't think they do. I think if anyone is actually upset that Kalen Ponga, a young dude, is allegedly in there, maybe not sick, right? Because we don't know. Maybe he was sick. But if he was in there actually just maybe doing something he shouldn't have been.
Yeah. No one cares.
Does anyone like, actually give a shit?
No, but it gets put out there. It's like you probably shouldn't be. He's captain. It's probably not a great. He probably came out and said the same thing.
Are you Buzz Rothfield?
No, but I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm saying like I understand.
I think you actually believe this.
Believe what?
That he shouldn't be doing coke, allegedly.
He probably shouldn't.
Why?
Because he's a professional athlete.
So what? How many? How many professional athletes playing in Australia right now are doing coke on the weekends? I'm going to go out on a limb and say every fucking one of them.
No, they wouldn't all be.
Most of them.
Jake Trbojevic isn't.
Jake Trbojevic isn't. Heaps of them. Cooper Cronk definitely wasn't. There's heaps of nerds out there too.
Okay, well, we've got four of the cunts.
But like, I'm just saying like.
The greatest player ever to play the game, Andrew Johns, yeah. Allegedly off chops constantly.
Yeah, but they're the exception. They're not the rule. Like, have you tried to train or fucking do anything after a big night on the packets? Well, and
I'm
drinking?
I'm not saying you should do it every weekend.
No, I'm saying, but like, it's fucking hard to like, Ben Cousins is another example.
But
like
they weren't playing that week, were they?
No, but like, yeah, no, they weren't.
Okay.
I'm saying like, if you're like, the idea is like, if you're looking after yourself and you're doing everything you can to make sure that your team's winning on the weekend, you're probably not doing that, is like the idea that
But he wasn't
have.
Playing at the time.
Yes, he was out injured. So you should be doing everything you can to get right.
But he can't get right because he's got a fucking head knock.
So chalk's probably not the best thing
but
for
him. But he shouldn't play. He shouldn't.
But you understand why people have an issue with it.
But what does cocaine do to a head knock?
Fucking, it doesn't do much for your head at all.
But how do you know?
Because I've fucking done plenty. It doesn't do a lot. It's not good for you.
But what does cocaine do?
I don't know.
I'm a scaffy. And I do know.
No, but I'm not saying it's like going to deteriorate his head knock. I'm saying it's probably not helping recover. What if
does cocaine help concussions?
I'm going to look really stupid.
Does it help concussions? You said you know, or you talking shit?
He's talking shit. Okay,
yeah. I thought he was going to whip out some great argument here.
And like, I'm going to look silly if in a few years' time.
What does cocaine do to the brain? Let's ask that. Let's do that. Let's ask it.
It floods you with like dopamine.
I tell you what's not good for your brain, playing football.
Yeah.
I guarantee you getting one more concussion is a lot worse than doing coke.
I don't think coke's not great for you. But I can confidently say that doing coke's not great for you.
I reckon that if you did a line every week, one line for every weekend for the rest of your life, it's not as bad as getting another concussion.
I don't know.
Well, have we Googled it?
I'm just trying to find some good information.
Nah, don't. Just fucking throw it up. We're talking absolute shit here. Okay, check your insurance. What? Auditory effects of mood and emotions and mental health. So what's this? What are we looking at here?
Cocaine's effect on your head, pretty much.
Cocaine's effects on the brain. Both cocaine and crack cocaine can cause brain damage. See?
So, that again, probably not great.
Even when you only used a few times. Now, this is fucking...
This
is propaganda. Trigger addiction. But so is alcohol.
Yes. So you probably shouldn't be drinking and doing blow when you got a head knock.
So what should you be doing?
Kicking back.
For how
relaxing.
Long? For how long?
Till the doctors say you can go and play contact sport again.
Which I think is a way... But they play the week after.
Who?
If you get knocked out...
No, they don't. They've got a mandatory thing.
How long? 1 week?
What are you... How are you arguing this?
How long
There's rules now that you can't, if you get a concussion, you can't play
for
within 8 days or whatever.
Also for a week.
Depends on the severity of your concussion.
I think you shouldn't play for another year.
Yeah, but you're not a doctor. This is what doctors are saying.
But this is what they can get away with.
Yeah, they obviously want to get their money's worth. But like,
but is that, so
this is what the
so,
whole,
is, so is it someone's health that they're worried about or money?
Money. Yeah.
So what's the why are we arguing about someone's health if it's money is the big issue?
Well, it's obviously all about money at the end of the day, but they've got to be seen to be doing the right thing.
You know what people do with money? They buy coke.
Yes, and the circle continues.
Case rested.
I close my case.
And that's it, Your Honor. All right. I think don't drink water aggressively at me.
I'm so thirsty. That coffee dried me right out.
It was a nice coffee though. It was good. New beans.
No milk. It was black.
Whew. Don't say colour. I just think that he shouldn't have been dragged as he was. But I think the reason he's being dragged is because he came out and said he had food poisoning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he was getting dragged before that, to be fair. It's because everyone thinks they know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were assuming. Like, he could have been sick.
What if he was having a bong in there? No one said that. What if he was bonging on?
Play on.
That was probably good for concussions.
Play on. Yeah.
So, okay, here's one for you. What if we found out that the only way to defeat CTE is cocaine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say before.
What if it was?
If all this research comes out and they go, actually, it's actually good for it.
Well, I haven't even Googled it, but what if cocaine is good for CTE?
Well, just one of the first things that just said then it causes brain damage, so I don't think it's going to be.
Well, I'm going to Google it. Is coke good for CTE?
First time someone's Googled
just make
that,
sure make sure you find one that supports you.
No. Yeah.
Don't read this one that's
so
not
this
gonna...
is actually this is a journal.
This is not propaganda.
From Journal of Emergencies, Trauma and Shock, MedNow Publications, Effect of Cocaine Use on Outcomes in Traumatic Brain Injury. That come from one Google search, Gabe.
Who's doing this research?
Animal and molecular studies have shown that cocaine exerts a neuroprotective against...
This is fucking bullshit.
I've done it. I can't believe it.
Neuroprotective doesn't say anything else.
No, I can't. I have to send this to you because I have to show the people. I can't believe this is actually... I can't believe I've done it. I was just arguing for the sake of
arguing. I was genuinely going to say before, like, what if... Because they're doing now, they're diving into research on CT. And what if they come out?
It's the first link I just sent you.
What if they come out and say chalk is good for
so cerebral ischemia, which I imagine is like a bleed on the brain?
I don't know. You have no. None of us know what that means.
So the aim of this study was to determine the presence of cocaine and metabolites on admission following traumatic brain injury in association with better outcomes. This is great. So the results of a total of, can you get this?
So what were they doing? Explain to me what they were doing.
Okay, so they're doing a study to see if when you have a traumatic brain injury, if you have cocaine in your system, whether it has neuroprotective effect.
That's a bold study to someone to put forward.
It's like if you're having a heart attack, you pop a fucking, what's it called?
I don't know.
You pop a little.
Is it like the EpiPen? Like
MDMA.
No. Claire, what do you have when you're having a heart attack? What do you put in your mouth when you're having a heart attack or a stroke? It's like a painkiller. It's like paracetamol.
Oh, like aspirin. Like an aspirin.
Like you have an aspirin. Thank you.
So, okay.
So of a total.
What crazy doctor put this study
this
for?
This is the National Library. Go up, Gabe. The National Library. This is PubMed. National Library of Medicine. Okay?
No, this is PubMed, all right. This is Pub Medicine. This is fucking
welcome
Pub Medicine.
Welcome to Pub Medicine. We should have a thing Pub every medicine. Week where we go Pub Medicine.
I bet the Cancer Minute audience would have some nice Pub Medicine for us.
A total of 741 patients met criteria and had drug screens. The screened versus unscreened groups were similar. Cocaine positive patients were predominantly African Americans. I didn't say that. It says it right there. 46 versus 21%. There were no differences in mortality, cocaine positive versus cocaine negative.
So these people that already had cocaine in their systems?
Positive cocaine screening was not associated with mortality in traumatic brain injuries. An effect may not have been detected because of the low mortality rate with traumatic brain injury. LOS is affected. I don't know what that means. So basically what it's suggesting here is that the best thing you can do when you have a traumatic brain injury or CTE is get chalked out of your mind.
All right. Or are they saying if you use it like beforehand, it might prevent?
I don't know.
That's a bit of PubMed.
I don't know. That's some PubMed. But that is a study suggesting that potentially there are...
You don't know what it's suggesting.
Yeah.
There could be...
The conclusion was the most vague shit I've ever
seen. Can you get to the conclusion?
There could be... Well... I'm looking at other things at the moment. Okay, so we're now on to drug abuse and CTE. Mate, there could be a lot of things going on here.
That's all right. Let's move on.
Well, let's just...
Hold our horses.
Let's just make sure that we're all aware that I could have been right.
There is not a hope in hell that that's the case.
There's a study right here saying that cocaine could potentially have neuroprotective effect on the brain.
Not conclusively, obviously.
What? Yeah. It could.
It could.
Did it or not?
It said it didn't have a bad effect.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's good.
So you, Josh Nielsen, you said that it's not good for when you've got a brain injury.
There
is a study here.
I'll stand by that.
Over 700 people.
I'll stand by that.
700 people, mainly African Americans, which I don't see colour, so I don't know what that's got to do with anything.
I don't want to keep bringing it up.
700 people. And it didn't have a negative effect. Cocaine use does not have a negative effect on brain injury.
Where did it say that?
It says it, look. I'll show you. Ready? A total of 741 patients met the criteria and had drug screens, right?
So I don't understand what this means.
They've got brain injuries.
They have a brain injury?
Yeah, 741 people who have brain injuries, all right?
And then they gave them cocaine?
No, they already had cocaine and they've been drug screened, okay?
So what does that mean? I don't understand what that means. They had cocaine, then
741 people. Let's say it must have been over like a year or whatever. 741 people admitted to the hospital with traumatic brain injury, which is what concussion yep. is, right? Now, they were all basically screened for drugs.
Yeah.
Of that, 46%. No, wait, sorry. African Americans, 46% versus 21%.
I know why they keep bringing that up.
Okay, read it. the difference in mortality, right, of death.
Yeah.
Cocaine positive, right, was 1.4%.
Yeah.
Of the people with cocaine died.
Yeah.
2.7% were cocaine negative. Now, I will conclude.
I don't know what head injuries they are. This is so vague.
They're traumatic brain injuries.
Yeah, but like that's anything from a concussion to fucking.
Okay, well, how would you like to have the study done?
I don't know, but exactly. This is so vague.
Positive, this is the conclusion. Positive cocaine screening was not associated with mortality, death, yeah. in traumatic brain injuries.
Yeah.
An effect may not have been detected because of the low mortality rate.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I mean, they didn't pick it up because they died.
No.
Isn't that what that means?
No. The effect may not have been detected because of the low mortality rate. Not many people die from them, but they have long-lasting injuries. LOS is affected by many factors unrelated to injury and may not be a good surrogate for recovery.
Yep, so that's what I was saying.
Similarly, GOS may be too coarse to measure to identify a benefit.
So there's no benefit and it's bad.
No, it didn't say that. It says, there's not enough. No, it does not. It says there's not enough data, all right? But 1.4% of the people who had cocaine in the system died and 2.7% who didn't have cocaine died.
Yeah.
So almost double the amount of people died. So if I've got hypothetically, if I've got a traumatic brain injury, I double my chances of living if I get on the gear.
I'm sold.
This is not professional advice, listeners.
I think that's very clear. Well, I'm back. KP was right to do that then, if that's what he was doing.
Oh,
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
It's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yeah. I've already got Claire her flowers. I always do it the day before because everyone gets flowers on Valentine's Day.
You get roses?
I do it the day before because I'm a beautiful man.
That's nice.
So, Gabe, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? You've got a bird?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not much of a romantic.
Oh.
So you're lazy piece of shit.
What does that mean? What are you going to do?
It means I'll probably get some flowers and some chockies.
That's nice.
Where are you going to get flowers from? Oh, how about this? Here's a question.
Where should I get flowers?
Is this a faux pas?
Servo.
Is it a faux pas to go to Woolies and get flowers?
Nah.
Play on, I think.
I think it's play on. I walked past Woolies yesterday, $90 for a dozen roses.
What?
From Woolies?
Fucking oath it was.
Well, that's actually cheap in comparison to what a dozen roses cost you at, say, Belle Flora.
What do they cost there?
I don't want to say it too loud.
Why?
Because I bought, tell me,
$160. That's like, so Woolies actually pretty good value.
Let's all go to Woolies right now.
Still, but $90 for a dozen fucking
things that are going to
they're going to die in a few days.
Allegedly.
They'll die.
Do you know the ones?
Unless you give them cocaine.
No, they'll be better.
Then the mortality rates
will go down. Do you know that?
That was insane, that whole thing.
Oh, two idiots try to argue.
That was fucking retarded.
That's fucking retarded.
2.7%.
Leave it. It's in the past.
I just want you to forgive roses. Caleb. I just want him to be my friend.
It's sweet. We're sweet. We've talked it out. We're sweet.
Should blokes get presents on Valentine's Day?
I would love.
I get presents.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you get?
Claire gets me presents at Valentine's Day.
What'd she get you?
Well, I don't know. They're presents.
No, but like, what have you got in the past?
Oh, she got me a box of donuts one year.
Nice.
But that's like, she gets me a couple of different things.
Is it a $160 box of donuts?
It's not. So she owes me a bit of cash.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
No, she gets me like two or three we always get two or three presents.
What kind of stuff do you get?
I can't remember what she got me last year. It was good though. It
must have been good.
Well, there's a lot of gifts. There's a lot of gifts. There's birthdays, there's Christmas, there's Easter. We get presents for Easter.
All blurring one.
No, she got me some... Claire, what did you get me last year for Valentine's Day? Yeah, the donuts. Yeah, but something else, didn't you? Or did you slack off? A nice photo, yeah.
That's nice. I think that's what's important. Something sentimental.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters how much you spend. And that's coming from a poor person.
No, it doesn't matter how
unless
much
you got heaps of money.
It doesn't matter how much you spend. But I think you should spend more than Gabe, which is zero at this current point.
Yeah, for sure. We're going out for a nice dinner. We always try and go.
Where are you
going to
go?
The Burwood.
Known for being one of the finest restaurants.
Great steak.
They do actually.
Great
have a nice
steak
restaurant.
And a nice glass of wine tomorrow. So it's a Tuesday, so there won't be too much going on.
Well, actually, Gabe, let's have a look because you brought up what percentage of men
get. I thought that
was
surprising.
Valentine's Day.
So I didn't bring up what I asked. It's how many purchase.
So what have you Googled here, mate?
Well, how many? I Googled what percentage of men get gifts on
Valentine's
but
Day.
But it's going how much are purchasing them. So more men are buying them than not.
Mm-hmm.
And more women are buying them than not. And there's more men not buying.
So I'm no expert, believe it or not. But that would suggest to me that data there. That 40% of women are not buying gifts.
You are a master at interpreting data. This is one thing that's clear.
60% of women are buying gifts and 40 aren't. And 32% of men aren't. So almost an extra 8% are not buying for the... I just like to say that 8% of women are cunts.
I think that can be deduced.
That levels it out there, right?
That can be deduced
that
from
levels
this
it out there.
Information. Yeah, it's a funny one. I mean, everyone's different. Some couples genuinely don't care. Oh, some make a huge deal out of it.
Gabe's girlfriend actually sent a question in there.
Yeah.
Gabe got out of it. Said, my boyfriend didn't get me anything good for Valentine's Day. What should I do?
Oh.
Some people, and I think when you're early on in the relationship, people go hard.
Yep.
And then, as with all things, you start caring less. Mm. Jesse and I are four and a bit years in. But it's still nice to do. Like it is nice to make an effort, and it's not even a big effort. We're just going out.
Claire and I started dating on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
8 years ago.
Damn, where's that gone?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I've gotten more handsome. She's turned into a fucking pregnant woman.
Yeah, that's not good.
She's gotten more and more pregnant as these years have gone.
She's getting pregnant as.
She's so pregnant.
She's pregnant as fucking.
Eight weeks until she pumps out a big child.
Yeah,
a big child.
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Datterfield.
Datterfield.
Holy dooly.
Big sexy Datterfield.
Yeah, I don't know about Valentine's Day.
Capitalism. Capitalism, it's a scam.
It's a nice, the old Hallmark cards.
It's a scam, it's beautiful. You finally show your partner that you love them.
Yeah, but you should be doing that every day, mate.
I do that every day.
Yeah. Nah,
I'm talking more about the average bloke, not the butts.
Yeah. Kid. You're above average.
I'm above average with scientific research and Valentine's Day presents.
Talking about scams, I do think the Super Bowl's become... Well, I think it's a scam by the pubs to get rid of all the fucking Budweisers they don't.
Yeah.
You know, like pubs have always got Budweiser in the fridge, but no one...
Have you had a Budweiser? They're not bad.
Bud Light's nice.
Bud Light.
Bud Light's good. But I don't think, you know, we have light beer that's less alcohol.
It's not.
It's just a light. Yeah. Or it's like tastes lighter. It's less beery.
Yeah.
It's not light beer.
I always thought that all these Americans would run around going, we're drinking light. We're drinking Bud Light.
It's not our light.
It's like, what? You're drinking half strength? You fucking pussy?
I was in Vegas a few years ago and we drove from Vegas back to LA and I'd been drinking the night before and I was like, fuck, I need something to take the edge off. So I got 10 cans of Bud, what I thought was light beer, for the drive. I was fucking shit-faced. I was fucking hammered. I drank 10 cans of Bud Light.
We should get some Bud Light in the fridge.
Some BLs, definitely.
Some BLs, some big dirty BLs.
Yeah, but
BLDs.
Obviously Super Bowl day today. But I think it's just a scam.
Did you watch it?
I had it on the Makita at work. I was listening to it.
Do you enjoy it?
I like the spectacle of the Super Bowl.
Sure.
I'd
go to one.
Oh, but I don't think fuck yeah.
I don't think I'd watch it.
No.
On the telly. I can't get into it on the telly. Like I watched the first two quarters and then watched the halftime show and
it's such a stop-starty game.
I know.
This is coming from, like, we're league fans, so you're just used to constant
movement.
Action.
Action-packed.
But I do understand why people like, because there's some amazing athletes. Like, they're wide receiver. They're like 7 foot tall. They move amazingly.
I saw one bloke make a tackle with the back of his head.
The technique, that's the other thing. You've been watching the league. The technique is like
terrible.
Insane. They just dive at each other with their helmets.
They have the worst tackling technique I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they wouldn't have that if they didn't have the helmets on.
Mm. But I do like the spectacle. The halftime show, the ads, the fucking, it's cool. Like, if you, people take, like, heaps of my mates had the day off today and just parked up at the pub and.
Which is great.
Ate wings, hot dogs, and fucking drank beers and watched the footy. Like, that's cool. That's a fun day, yeah.
The Americans are spoiled when it comes to sports like that.
Fuck yeah.
Like, they watch the halftime show. They got Rihanna killing it. She's on these big fucking, like, floating podiums and shit in the sky. And then we've got Jessica Mowboy.
Or we get, like, Chisel.
Oh, God. If I see.
No, nothing against Barnsley.
If I see Barnsley sing fucking Working Class Man one more time in an NRL grand final, I might get into a fucking toilet cubicle and bash my head against the wall until I get CT. And then protect it with cocaine.
That's the go. Gabe, when you've got a spare hand, mate, can you get up RIP Meatloaf at the AFL a few years ago? Oh, right. It's my favourite.
Is the audio working?
I think it is going to play now, so we'll give it a go.
I didn't think he was that bad.
Well,
I just thought it was cool that Meatloaf was there.
It was I Would Do Anything for Love. And
that would do, mate.
What year was it?
Great song, 2000.
If you just put Meatloaf 11? AFL grand final.
What year do you think? 2011?
Nah, it was later than that. 2014. Yeah, 13,
West Coast
14.
Eagles?
It could have been the Eagles.
2011.
Jesus Christ, he was fucking bad. RIP the Loaf.
2011, I said that. I said that with my own too.
He's fucking. You can get to lock the chorus. Solar battery pack. It's fucking poor old Meatloaf. He not his finest hour.
I can't believe he's dead.
Yeah, one of the great halftime performances.
His name was Robert.
Roberto. Was Meatloaf in Fight Club? Yeah.
His name was Robert
Paulson.
Paulson, that's it. His name was Robert Paulson. That's a great movie.
Fight Club's great.
Imagine if
it's every dude's dream body.
I've got two back to back unskippable ads.
Oh, fuck. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's everyone's dream body. Is Brad? Every dude's dream body.
Robert Paulson.
Brad Pitt Fight Club. Not Meatloaf in Fight Club. He's got the big Sam Smith tits.
He does have the big Smitty's. Worldwide. Sam Smitty bitties. Meatloaf.
You could kind of.
It was 2011. I nailed that.
Congrats. Who, is it? Yeah, this might be it. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is live.
Yeah, but there's this bit where he's doing I Would Do Anything for Love. This isn't terrible, but there's a bit where him and the chick are singing, you know, the.
Oh, is that fucking Jax Teller's wife, the mum from Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, they're ripping in.
Oh, he gives it hell.
Yeah, he's fucking old. He died in fucking Fight Club. And look at him now, he's killing it. My mouth. Oh, it must have been while you were kissing me.
Up the Loaf. R.I.P. R.I.P. the Loaf.
R.I.P.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Good
Some
on
of his best work.
They were, what was the Super Bowl? Because they were in LA last year for the Super Bowl.
Right.
And it was like Dre, Snoop, Fat 50 Cent, Eminem.
I was actually I thought it was great that.
Fat 50 Cent.
50's huge now.
He was fucking fat.
And he was hanging upside down in the club film clip.
Yeah.
He was fucking big. He was real big.
Your girl, Rihanna, I thought she did a great job. But I was waiting for someone else to join in.
Yeah, it's a solo. Remember when Justin Timberlake got Janet Jackson's titty out?
Yeah.
That was a cracker.
That was strange, wasn't it?
That was so weird.
I don't understand why that happened. Like, everyone was like, oh, it was a wardrobe malfunction. What did you think was going to happen when you pulled a tit off, your fucking goose?
And she had like a nipple ring in, but it was really cool. Like, it was definitely there on purpose.
Shit, she's got nice toots.
She
looks just like Michael's tits.
Yes, R.I.P.
Not now.
No.
Fuck, we're really getting into a bit of a somber mood. We're talking Morbid about
dead celebs.
Dead celebs. Was he in Fight Club, Michael Jackson?
No.
I think he was.
Oh, well, you might.
Doesn't he flash up in the background? Like when they got that primary school scene and he flashes up and all the kids start screaming?
No, I don't think so.
Don't do a
scary movie.
Scary? Is he a scary movie?
Oh, there's like someone, they're taking the piss out of him in Scary Movie. The Weeknd did a great halftime show on the Super Bowl. I don't know what year that was.
Would have been a couple of years ago.
Michael Jackson wasn't in Fight Club.
Good to know.
No, I know he wasn't.
I thought he was for a second.
Yeah, for a second I was like, really?
Now, gents, I've got to bring up a bit of a fear.
Fear.
I've got a bit of a fear.
Phobia.
I'm worried that we're getting invaded.
Oh.
There's a lot of things getting shot.
Australia?
No. I'm talking about the world.
Oh.
Because the Americans have shot down 4 UFOs and now the Chinese have shot down one.
Are they UAPs now?
Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Phenomena.
Well, unidentified flying objects, unidentified flying phenomena.
Nice.
UFHs. And the WWEs in there somewhere. Yeah. But the there's 4 that have been shot down over America, and there's one that's been shot down over China. There was the balloon last week. That was a Chinese spy balloon.
Because it's a spy balloon.
It's such a great way to do it. Just send up a big balloon.
So low tech. I love it.
I love it. Xi Jinping's just like, they'll never see this. They'll never catch us.
I was going to do an accent then, and I stopped.
Oh, why? It'd be good for you to take the heat off me every now and then. Xi Jinping did that. There was a big spy balloon. They shot it down. It took Joe Biden so long to shoot it down. That was hilarious.
Biden didn't shoot it down himself.
No, he did. He had a big slingshot and he kept trying to fucking hit it. He couldn't hit it. So as you can see in the photo there, it says a big balloon and down below it looks like a satellite, right?
Yeah.
But the other ones that they're saying have been shot down, they don't look like that. They reckon they're the size of a car and they have no propulsion system, but they're sort of like not being detected by radar.
Yeah.
And they sort of just appear. So I'm thinking that it's either going to be some sort of government, you know, another foreign government that's trying to spy on the Americans.
Nice big drone, you reckon?
Could be a drone or something like that, but it doesn't have any propulsion, doesn't have any sort of mechanics going on, so there's no sound being emitted. It's your classic UAP. It looks like UFOs.
Nice.
I think it
could. You think it's aliens?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I reckon it's someone's got something real high tech. It's probably the American government.
Maybe.
It's probably like some black ops thing and then they're like...
Well, whenever something like this is going on, you always start to think to yourself, like, what else is going on that's
not
being reported?
There'd be so much we don't know anything.
We don't.
We are so kept in the dark, it's not funny.
This is something...
Like, you think this is the most advanced thing? Like, no. Imagine what the elites have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we don't know any... Like, what the technology and stuff we get is like the bottom of the barrel.
Bottom
that they can
of the barrel.
Mass produce and give to the fucking plebs. What do you like? It would be the exact same with this sort of stuff.
So this is England too. Like, what the fuck is that?
Like, yeah,
man, shit's going on.
There's plenty going on.
It's getting weird out there.
Yeah,
you know, Xi Jinping sending balloon. Like, he had a big birthday, sent his balloon off.
I like the balloon. I like the spy balloon. That was pretty cool.
And then even like drones in the Ukraine has sent it. Like, they got drones and they're dropping fucking bombs into tanks from drones.
Nice.
But that's some interesting stuff.
How's that all going over there?
I don't think it's good.
No.
How's our mate fucking Will?
Old mate who was not back there, is he?
Do you know where he is at the moment?
Somewhere.
He's in fucking Turkey.
Oh, is he going to help out with horrific landslide that happened?
Landslide? It was a fucking earthquake, you lunatic.
But then there was like landslides and stuff.
Isn't it crazy that 30,000 people died in that?
That's fucked.
That's 10 9/11s.
That's fucked up.
10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad.
And somber podcast this week.
People just don't know what happened. Like, Bluey's over here going, oh, the landslide. Well,
they reckon the infrastructure's, like the buildings and that all get built on the cheap. So then when there's an earthquake.
There was a big boom recently and now everything's just fallen over.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a perfect job for your scaffold company to head over to Turkey.
There's obviously going to be plenty of repairs going on.
I'll come over and work for you. We'll get hair plugs and we'll fucking live it up.
Get our teeth done. Apparently there's a great illegal diamond market in Turkey too.
Dudes
go over there and get big rocks for the brides.
Big disco biscuits.
No. Oh, maybe. Good kebabs.
Good kebabs. Big diner kebabs. Get some turkey. Fucking, yeah. Oh, mate. A kebab after a night out. Is there anything better? What if Ponga was just in there trying to get a kebab?
He might have had a dodgy kebab.
He might have had a
That's
dodgy
what they're
kebab.
Saying.
Imagine if he was just spewing and Kurt Mann was trying to be a legend and look after him.
And everyone's got it all wrong.
Or he's an alien.
It's a completely plausible possibility.
He's definitely
Maybe not plausible. The alien thing.
Mm.
No.
I don't know. I just hope he gets those neuroprotective.
I hope he fucking wins us a comp.
God, I'd love the Knights to win a fucking comp.
Do you reckon we'll see it?
No.
You don't reckon?
No.
Is he
not before we die. Surely before we die. Just one.
Well, I've already seen two. I think that's too many.
We haven't seen it. You're a nappy. I want to be of age where I can go and get fucked up and enjoy it.
Oh, the city would go off.
Mate, my dad told me that you couldn't get money out of the ATMs because like, it was back when everything was cash and everyone just went and maxed out, got as much cash as they could. So there was no, every ATM was empty.
Wow.
Yeah. Because everyone was just like, let's fucking go.
This is the biggest thing ever.
That would be...
I just can't see it happening. And I
can't now.
Well,
there could be a dynasty coming. We could go like Roosters. We could go Panthers like back to back.
Nah, but the Roosters are fucking, they're dodgy cunts. It's
but we're dodgy now too. We've got big fucking pokey money behind us.
God, I wish we could use that big pokey money to poach some big players.
They are.
If your boy fucking, who runs West?
Gardner.
If he pulled out that pokey money that he's taken off fucking old women and he, well, and old men, how dare I?
Yeah.
And actually, I know, you know, there's this alleged salary cap.
They splash the cash.
Why don't they just give Ponga a couple of pokey machines? Why don't they give
him... In his house.
Just put one of those out the front, you know, or just let him walk up. Give him a key. Give him a key to Where's the Gold. He can go up to West every Friday night, open it up, take his payment out. Why not?
They'd be backhanders for sure.
Do you reckon?
Yes. No.
It'd be hard to get away with.
Do you actually reckon?
I don't know. Corey Norman got caught years ago. They gave him like fucking 20 grand or 50 grand in a shoebox in his fucking boot after training. They're like, there you go. He was at the Eels.
That's nice. I like it.
Fuck yeah, it's nice.
Who do you reckon's getting paid a bit extra?
Nah, no one's getting extra. They don't need to. There's no one.
Because they're getting paid too much. Back to what we were talking about before. They should be on no money.
Well, the cap's up high enough where people can get what they used to pay blokes extra when it was like, we can give you this on the books and this extra. But it's probably too high now to be giving them.
When I was playing at Central, when I signed a contract to play grade there, I got offered, I think it was like $200 a win, nothing a loss.
Mm. The old zero a loss. I know it well.
And like 50 a draw or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But they
don't have a lot of draws in a footy season.
They capped my wins at 6.
Yeah.
So I could only make like $1,200 a year.
Yeah.
Like that was max.
That's
like,
probably about right for you, mate.
That was an outrage. Fucking they cap your wins.
Yeah.
So if you win your first 6, you just go...
From an old Central player, 6 wins in a season, you take that every day of the week. If you think you're going to win 6 games, that's fucking nice. That's a good year.
How are you going training for your upcoming season at Dudley Magpies?
Yeah, good. Been training hard because I don't want to get hurt.
When's your first trial?
There'll
be a couple of games coming up on Friday nights. We should go.
I'm fucking in the States, the first 4 games. Like, I'll leave like the week before we start. I think the first 4 games are home games, Friday night lights.
Well, I am having a baby then too, so I probably shouldn't be.
Fuck that kid, mate. Get up on the piss.
I probably shouldn't be on the piss.
Get up on the hill and watch the boys. So I'll miss all the Friday nights, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a fucking good group of men up there. I've been at the Ocean View Hotel every Thursday having steaks.
Oh, they're doing steaks there?
Steak night on a Thursday.
Man, we used to have this lady, I can't remember her name, but she used to cook up like this giant fucking feed for all the boys on a Thursday night after training. And my shits the next day were awful, but it was delicious. Like she'd do like beef stroganoff and she'd do fucking curried sausages and she'd do with all this pasta and shit. And this is my big day. So I was like 134 kilos.
Big.
So I was going plate upon plate upon plate.
$5
donation and upon plate.
As much as you want.
And I was just filling up carb loading when I thought that was like the way to fucking...
Well, everyone thought it was.
Wasn't it?
It's not just you. Everyone. Just as much pasta as you can eat before a game.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's how my old man sort of prepared
fucking
for
I
games.
Thought, mate, up until... I reckon fucking 6 years ago, 7, maybe a little bit longer. But like everyone was just like, as much pasta as you could eat.
Yeah.
You need carbs.
Mum used to cook sketty bowl every night before a game for dad.
Yeah.
They just, and he'd have.
Just
and
he, fucking
And he
trays
always
of it.
Used to just like, and he's, even up until recently, he would still eat the same amount of food that he'd eat when he was playing.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But I guess you just sort of fall into that.
Yeah. And it's great to eat heaps.
Oh, everybody's eating heaps.
But we do on Thursday because it's steak night. So it's $14 rump, which. It's not the most tender cut of rump you're going to get, but it's $14. And you can double it up. So you can get 2 rumps.
What?
Chip salad, veg and dot.
How much is your second rump though?
Mate, $22.50 for the lot.
That's a saving of...
Mate, it's cheap. Where are you going to get 2 rump steaks?
Nowhere.
Anywhere.
Not a butcher.
Not a fucker. Not even from the butcher. You couldn't make it for that much. And it's fucking good.
Rumps aren't that.
Rump's not dear, and as I said, but
$26 for 2 rumps and chips and
mate,
salad.
Mate, it's perfect.
Served you on a silver platter.
You comb it. couple of schooners, few yarns with the fellas. It's the best Thursday night. Where the sun's still out at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
You're getting home at 8 o'clock and it's still light outside.
Yeah, it's great.
Beautiful.
Get sometimes. Home, kick the dog, go to bed. It's fucking outstanding.
Kick the missus, throw her out the back, get the dog into bed.
Yeah, it's been my Thursday ritual for the last few weeks. It's been good.
Well, gentlemen, a very happy Valentine's Day to you all. Does anyone have anything else we need to cover before we disappear?
I was curious on what side you pick with your steak. Your chips and veg, chips and salad.
So normally I'm a chips and salad. Medium rare, chips, salad, Diane. I've been getting chips, veg.
Yeah, I'm a veg late. Man.
I've been getting chips and veg. I've been thoroughly enjoying
it. Well, I'm back on keto, so I'm going steak, broccoli, and that's pretty much it.
Nice. That's so good.
It's a bit of a shame. But
it's nice.
Gravy?
Can you have Diane?
Diane. Oh, you can sort of have it. You probably shouldn't, but you can.
I'm a standard gravy man.
I love Diane.
Diane's the go, bro. Nah. Diane's the shit.
If it's a good gravy, I will say when good I gravy's hard to beat.
When I worked at the Gunya, the garlic sauce.
Good food at the Gunya.
My word.
Swill and Grill.
Particularly back 6 or 8 years ago when I was there. But yeah, the garlic sauce. I used to eat that, consume that by the gallon.
Fuck, I love garlic.
Mate, garlic.
It's one of the best. It's one of the best things.
What are you having for dinner?
I'm doing a stir fry, a country beef stir fry.
What's country beef stir fry like? That's a hybrid, obviously.
Yes.
Got kangaroo in it? Bit of country beef?
Bit of wombat.
Yeah, nice.
Bit of wombat,
Stir fry.
Bit of wombat stir fry.
How good.
Mate, I tell you what. Have you ever heard a wombat scream in the wild?
No, but I had a fucking possum going berserk.
It knows
revenge
what you did
of the
to
possum.
People.
Mate, had this cunt, would not shut up last night. I woke up at
where?
Outside my fucking door. Probably where I fucking picked his mate.
It might be a ghost from that one that
got
you,
up for
that
a
you murdered.
Piss at 2 o'clock this morning. And then I hear this. I was like, and the dog didn't do shit.
Yes.
Normally the dog's all over it. And it did not stop. And I said to me, miss it. She didn't hear it. So now I'm starting to think maybe I was hallucinating. And I said, what's doing? She goes, probably a possum. Mm. And I was like, damn, they're coming for their revenge.
Yeah, fucking oh. They know what you did to their mate. You desecrated the grave of their friend.
I know what you did this summer.
This summer. Fucking, if you don't know, Bluey, basically, like like Mrs. Trout, the trout lady, how she was caught having sex on a grave, you defiled a grave of a possum.
That's not what happened. A possum dropped out of a tree in my yard.
It could have been killed. We don't know.
Something killed it. Not me.
Oh, yeah.
It was in my yard. I needed to get rid of it. Council didn't want to know about it. No one would help me, so I took matters into my own hands and fucking threw it in the tray of my ute, laid it to rest in the bush, said a little prayer for it.
How'd you lay it to rest? Did you bury it?
No, I didn't bury it. We've been over this. You know I didn't fucking bury it.
No one would help me.
No, what?
Blue's in the backyard going, help me!
Please.
On my hands and knees with a dead possum
like
next
the end of
me.
The Shawshank Redemption. Help!
This fucking big mangy pot. Mate, it was fucking 40 degrees when the cunt dropped out of that tree.
No,
I wasn't
wonder.
Leaving it
it's
there.
It's fucking hot.
He fucking needed a drink. Yeah. So anyway, the possums have come back. It's the revenge of the possums.
Good. I'm glad.
They want blood. They've come for me. I'm fucking spewing. They've ruined me sleep.
I heard a possum once in my roof when we used to live at Charlestown in this rental.
It's fucked when they get the roof.
Mate, it sounded like this possum was, you know, the sound that someone makes when they drop in on a ramp skateboard?
Yeah.
It was that. I thought there was skateboarders outside, but it was just possums in the roof.
Little possum quarter pipe up there.
There must have been like Tony Possum Hawk or some shit like that, like just skating around, hooting and scooting. I don't know. It was terrifying. They're up there playing fucking Pro Skater 2. Enjoying themselves?
I feel like he was hanging around on the weekend too. I need my sleep. He better not fuck because he'll be going to join his mate if he fucks with me.
The way you treat
possums.
I'm
not going to kill a possum. But if he dies in my yard, I am going to just hook it in the bush again.
Just put it in the bin.
What I'm going to do next time is ring the council and I'm going to leave it on the side of the road or like somewhere where they've got to come and get it because that fucking pissed me off last time.
I think what you should do is we should have a funeral for
them. We can get suited up and have a funeral.
Let's
for
have
sure.
a funeral for the possum.
And a wake.
Maybe we should go back.
Cancel me now, possum saga is hilarious.
Maybe we should go back to where you dumped the possum.
I know. You never forget where the bodies are, mate. I know where they are.
This weekend.
It's probably still there decomposing.
This
big
weekend,
snake okay, been.
Let's go back. We'll have our own little wake there. We'll
a possum vigil.
This could be
vigil.
Another one of your ghost hunts. Maybe it's a...
Come to my house. It's haunted by fucking possums at the moment. Possum ghosts.
We'll go there. We'll tip out a bit of liquor or something on the ground.
Pour some out for your dead fucking
marsupials. And we'll just get it done. We'll get in there and we'll make sure that we pay the respects to the possum gods.
Well, hopefully it's like almost feeling like an exorcism moment, because right now I feel like my house is possessed by possum demons and I need them gone so I can get my kip. So
do you want me to get the Anna grannies. And Utter the ghost grannies to come over?
That would be good. Do they do marsupial ghosts, or do they specialize just in people ghosts? I have to reach out.
Well, it's funny because it's never like you always get the human ghosts. It's never like a T-Rex at the end of your bed, is there?
And there's fucking plenty of them died.
Yeah. Who's the dogs?
Yeah, now I'm annoyed about this dead possum.
I once met I saw a dead cat on the side of the road when I was walking to primary school. Every day I saw it and I watched it decompose.
Nice.
Over like a couple of months. It was pretty hectic.
That'll stay with you. I got a really good photo from my year 12 scav hunt. I picked a dead cat up off the side of the road and got a photo with it, because it was something that was worth 20 points on the scav hunt.
Photo of a dead cat.
Did you do it naked for extra points? Was that a thing in your scav hunt?
No. There was nudity on my scav hunt.
There's a lot of nudity.
Yeah.
The night after the scav hunt at our school, someone's mum came over to me and said, "Oh, I saw your testicles in a photo today." And I was like, "Oh, that's fantastic.
It's marvelous stuff.
Beautiful stuff.
That's great."
Actually, I think it was we went to Marty Oswald's house and I got a photo with him with my balls out. And we went somewhere else.
Send a photo, Marty.
I went somewhere else.
I'm on a buck show. I got another fucking buck show this weekend.
Who's?
King off the piss.
Oh, he getting married.
Dan King. Yeah.
Isn't he getting married overseas?
In Hawaii. That's the wedding I'm going to. Right, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, right. So I've got his bucks. Another buck show.
Where he's going for the bucks?
Sydney. It's a two-nighter. I'm only going for one night.
Oh, no.
So, boys, I'm tired.
So you're going to turn one on.
Well, I'm only going to go for one night. It's a two. They're going Friday, Saturday.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm turning up Saturday morning.
Oh, so you're going the second day.
I'm going to bring some energy. Remember Dean Witters, the super sub? I'm going to come off the bench, bring the noise for like one day. I'm going to pick the troops up. I'm already picturing it. I'm going to rock up with a carton on my shoulder, heap of pies, Gatorades. Just fucking let's go, boys.
Fuck yeah.
Get up, let's go. And just bring the energy for like one day. And then Gabe's under the table.
Gabe's underneath the producing table. He doesn't like this chat.
He wants that extra money.
He wants that extra cash.
Suck dick.
How much would you suck a dick for, Gabe?
John Kairos.
If we,
I'm gonna go for a piddle. Keep this going.
Nah, let's wrap this up.
No, we fucking. Yours is 20-6.
I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Get me a beer then, please.
I'll get you a beer while I pee.
Can you give me one? How much would you suck a dick
on the bottom? Gluten-free, low-carb ones.
I believe they're the Sam Smith ale.
This podcast shattering your manly persona. Can you give me the gluten-free?
The average them coming soon.
It's the only one that doesn't give me a fucking stinking headache. Because I found out, I recently did a test, that I have celiac disease. No, that's not them, you kind of a thing. I'll drink it out. No, the green ones. This will do that. It's got too many carbs, this one, though.
Oh, you suck.
I'm back on keto, bro. Don't get mad, you fucking possum murderer. Well, I did a test with the doctor, and he said that I have celiac disease. I have the gene for celiac disease. So that's why I get headaches when I drink regular beer.
Mm.
Okay, Gabe?
Can you take any medicine for that, or are you just too bad?
No, you just sort of avoid it.
Yeah, fair play.
Which is fine. But no, I thought I'd get back on the keets because I was plugging away. I have no control. I sit there and I just consume.
Yeah.
And consume. And consume.
Yep. I'm bad for that too, but I'm lucky I'm a small guy.
I can kind of
just eat as much as I want, to be honest with you. Get a little bit of a gut, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, it'll catch up with you, son.
Yeah, it will.
It'll catch up with you when you get old.
So what's how much would you suck a dick for?
Oh, as long as I have to, I guess.
Well played.
No, I think.
And what's the ground rules? Do they have to finish?
This is a stupid topic.
Why? You brought it up.
I don't know. I just wanted to get your opinion. I don't think we should be talking about sucking dicks.
$20 is $20.
I think it's an average topic. I think it's childish. There are a lot of podcasts out there we're competing with, and now we're talking about sucking dicks. This is ridiculous.
And cocaine's effect on fucking head nods.
Well, that was an interesting conversation.
I had honestly had that thought for ages. I was like, it would be really ironic if it turned out that, because they're doing so much like research on it at the moment, and they come back and they go, actually.
Well, they say that psilocybin's good for it. They say that MDMA is good for it.
Did MDMA just get approved here for people with, right now, for people that have. We talked about this
that's
last week, didn't we?
About last
yeah,
week. Yeah.
That's my CTE.
Diabetes, I think it is.
For people with diabetics.
Yeah.
They're going to cut your leg off. They just give you a fucking couple of warrants.
They give you a couple of pills and then yeah. you're just fucking off.
It's good.
So, yeah, we need to get some more content out.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think, is it the possum vigil that the people want or the Olympics?
Well, we can do a possum vigil. The Patreon long lunch has been on my mind for a while. But there's a baby coming. I'm going to be should overseas. Maybe at the end of the year.
I think it's probably going to be the Christmas show.
That's
I think
so
we should
fun.
Have that.
We should
big long lunch
for Christmas.
For Christmas.
Oh, that makes me horny.
How good would that be? We'll get heaps of guests, and you have to be a part of the Patreon to go along.
Yeah.
Should we do it in Newcastle or Sydney?
I don't know.
What about why don't we
Patreon decide?
We're about halfway, Broken Hill,
Central Coast. Good one.
Nah, we'll do it in Newey. We'll do a big long lunch. We'll get some real cool guests.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be a lot
KP
of fun.
KP will be there.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Maybe we should do a podcast from the toilet KP got done it.
What about the guy that put the plaque on it?
Yeah, that was hilarious. Awesome. Steve Philp. That was very funny.
He's really funny. He does heaps stuff on the Matty John show.
He did that so fucking quick too.
He was like that day.
He must have been at the shops.
Amazing. He was in Newcastle for a show. Oh, the guys at the comedy club asked me if you would go in there more. They like you.
Who?
I did a podcast on the weekend with Bradley Bishop. I don't think that's his surname. BB.
Bishop to Queen 4.
Easy. Bradley Rook. Nice.
Yeah, MCs it usually, right? Is it that
yeah,
guy?
He, yeah. Great fella. Who is he? Brad.
Do I know Brad?
He knows you.
Shout out to Brad.
Yeah, great fella. And I did his podcast on the weekend. They were like, Butsy, you should come in and work out material more.
What are they? What's
the Sunday service.
Oh, it's a nice, I don't know. It's a good one.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, and it comes out on?
Saturdays.
Thursdays,
so actually. So they.
No, he was like, oh, do you reckon Butsy'd come in to like work out material anymore? Like when he needs to work out stuff?
I'm just working on a few other things, ATM.
Like growing a baby and shit.
No. Some other creative endeavors that I haven't announced yet, but.
That's exciting.
I'm spending all of my spare time before the bub's born on that. So I'm.
Oh, yeah. No, they're just like when you're working out material. No, they're like, it'd be cool to see him in there. I was like, yeah, fucking would.
Yeah, yeah. I actually saw a chick who does stand up there have a crack at me on. You sent it to me, didn't you?
Yeah. It was really funny because I shared. Brad's really funny and he put this really good clip up of him, like a joke that he did. And I shared it. And then he shared it and was like, give the Daily Blue a follow. This girl follows me. And I was like, I recognized it from the comedy club and I checked her story and the first story I saw, she was fucking hammering you. It was a screenshot of your explanation video. She's like, don't follow this dickhead. Like she was giving it to you. I was like, well, she doesn't listen to the podcast because I'm on it with him.
She is the angriest lesbian that's ever lived. She must just hate Muff, but she just gobbles it down because she has to. I don't know. Yeah, she's a cranky lady.
She's not a fan of yours.
She's hated me for so long too. It's crazy.
It was funny.
I used to be a part of this chat group that was all the Newcastle comics before I got kicked out for sticking up for
being
JB.
Successful.
I stuck out for JB. We've got on the podcast, Maitland Comics.
Why don't they like JB? We don't have to gossip.
They're all
on
cunts.
We're not.
Except for Benny McLennan and what's Brad Burtston or something? What's his name?
Brad.
Shout out to the Sunday service.
Queen Rook 4.
Benny McLennan. How's Benny McLennan? He fucking saw us say he should come on the show. He said, I'd love to do that. Hasn't fucking messaged me.
He's so polite.
Dickhead.
He's so polite.
Ben.
Message me.
Yeah. He's fucking loves his butts and he's like, oh man, like fucking. I was like, mate, Buttsy loves you. I love you.
We like Ben. He's a great dude.
He's a great fella.
He came to my house for a Pokemon thing and he goes, I'm so sorry for coming tagging a long man, like, because he was with JJ, one of my mates. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm your friend. Stop being a fucking weird person.
People keep messaging me asking me to be on the podcast. Because like, it's funny, I've spoken about it before, but like this one that we're doing. Like,
who is messaging you?
Just people. Just like, because like, I'm like more accessible than you. So people that can't get to you, they go to me. They're like, oh, show Buttsy this. Or ask Buttsy this.
Who wants to go on the show?
Heaps of people.
Ben to Rook 4.
Ben to Rook 4. No, I'll tell you. Like, it's just funny.
Who is it? Name and shame.
No, I'm not naming and shaming anyway. It's just, no, heaps of people just messaging me like, oh, you like fucking be cool if we could. I'm like, probably not. There's a few guys that are definitely, and then there's a few that I'm just like,
well, let's do it. I'm not mad at having guests.
No, you're not. But it's just funny. People like message me because they can't get to you. They're like, oh, show, or like the best is like people just all the time, oh, show Buttsy this. Like,
no, I'm pretty, my message is
yours would be just full of death threats.
They're full of death threats at the moment.
So I'd be steering clear of your inbox if I was you as well.
Oh, I just delete them all. I just don't look at them. There's no fucking point. It's just ridiculous.
It
but
can't be good for you.
I saw that the video of old love having a crack at me. Do we want to play it?
I don't think we should play it. But did Bluey see the TikTok? I don't think Bluey knows that she did a TikTok on you.
Oh, no, the same girl.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Right, I'll show you after.
Yeah, show me that after.
You don't think we should play again?
No, we're not.
Don't give her any airtime.
Starting shit.
But Benny was in the comments section going, he's actually a very nice
man.
Yeah,
he backed you. I love that.
Benny's got your back. Benny's he's from Curry. He's rock solid.
Oh, yeah. He's ready to throw down for a pie.
Country
boy. He's a good country bumpkin.
Yeah.
Nearly dinner time, boys. I got to go. I do cook a country beef pie.
10 to 6.
I'm fucking...
How long have we done, Gabe?
We're at an hour 26. Hour 24 if we count the count now.
So we'll start the Patreon exclusive now.
If you want a Patreon exclusive, I'll be up in your fucking price.
I'll give him an exclusive soon. I'm working on the first episode of the book club. Oh, did I tell you about the animator? This really cool animator reached out to me. He's like, I'll animate your book club episodes.
Well, he must have fucking...
Yeah, he's just a graduate and he goes, I just want exposure. I was like, yeah, you're going to work for free, brother. You fucking come to the right place.
Do it.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and he's like, I'll animate you in the book, like not fully in the book, but he's like, I'll just do an animation of.
Why don't you do?
I'm definitely gonna do it.
Why don't you do that? But why don't you also do Blues Choose, but a video version?
Yeah, I need you because the algorithm.
How many times we have to tell you that?
The algorithm's not. Gabe's been telling me for ages. The algorithm's not doing nothing for me.
Do you know how on TikTok they just have all the clips together? Like you just record all the clips and then you talk over it. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, I know.
So do it.
I'm gonna. I'm just busy.
Busy writing a fucking 10 paragraph fucking review. Or
nah, it's like, I like
the
writing.
The reviews are fun though.
You know what it's like? You like writing. I like writing. I like sitting there.
And your
there.
Style writing is funny. Yeah.
And I like sitting there and physically writing
an article. That's good. But just read it.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's exactly all I have to do.
Just read it out.
I know that. It's just fucking.
Well, okay, here's a challenge for Bluey.
Next
week, I want you to do one and we'll preview, not preview, we'll fucking have the premiere of the first video version of Blues Chews live on the podcast.
I like the idea. Do you ever watch Dave Portnoy's pizza reviews?
Yep.
I like the idea of doing it like that. Like actually just standing in front of the camera going, okay, pizza review time. Or like Schnitty. Like, or
that's
whatever.
The exact opposite of what you said you like doing.
No, I know. But that's what I like. I like the idea of that.
And sit it down and really, you know, get to know it. We'll just do something.
Do
we're
something.
Gonna, we're gonna
fucking do something,
cunt. Do anything. And we're going to fucking preview. We're going to premiere it on the show next week.
Blues Chews.
All right. We'll give you his chew.
By the way, we also have merch.
Merch.
Not too far away.
So if you're a Patreon member, you would have seen the
design and it's fucking sick.
So it was like we got a few designs a few weeks ago and we were like not that hot on them. And then this design.
Not that hot on them. One of them was the worst design I've ever seen.
Being polite in case the dude that did it listens to this.
Fuck him. You know what? He still wanted payment and I've paid him. I haven't paid him yet, but I'm going to pay him.
It was really funny because we're like, sort of being polite and then we just all went, it fucking sucked.
But I'm still going to use it. I think we're going to do a limited run on magnets of the worst design you've ever seen. You wait till you see this. It's hilarious.
It was pretty funny. Chuck it in the Patreon.
They can see it. We'll throw
Patreon can see it because it stinks.
It's so stinky.
But we got this new design, which fucking rule. I think it's awesome.
Should we give them the theme or just...
No. They don't want to pay for Patreon. Patreon have seen it.
They've seen it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to pay that $1 a month, you're tight ass. Then you don't get to see it.
That's for the Patreon people. And they can see the bad one too. So they can see it. It's so bad.
And Patreon picked the design.
They did pick the design too. And I think it's a really good design. I think people are going to really love it.
It's so fun.
We've also got hats. We've got magnets. We've got stickers. And we've got a shirt. So that's going to happen very, very shortly, ladies and gentlemen.
And we've got invoices for all of it to pay.
What?
We've got invoices for it all. We have to pay for it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, I'm chasing you. Don't worry. I'm coming up.
Break my legs.
Yeah, I want you, bro.
It's fucking good fun, this old podcast racket. Stop looking at your fucking watch.
And I ate before you came too, but it's just that time of the day.
We're going to have to, because not a lot of people would know, but you do the mum and dad show before this.
Yeah.
And you get sleepy by the end.
So this is my Monday, right?
Yeah.
So I get up, I write two videos, I film two videos, and I do the mum and dad show, and then I do this. Yeah. That's why I'm not at my best.
You're compressing the stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to be punching out like 5-hour episodes every day, like Rogan style, like 5 hours sort of 3 or 4 times a week. Personally, that's what I'd like to be doing.
What do you want to talk about for five fucking hours?
Mate, we'd be so
fucked. How many times can we talk about...
We'd be so fucked.
How many times can we talk about the possum story fucking...
We could... I got more
If we had a guest, we could do it.
Yeah. We're having a tough time getting guests at the moment.
Yeah, no one wants to do the fucking shows. Cunts keep... How about this? This one chick, right? Fucking cunt. She unfollowed me and Claire after the...
Is she someone of note?
She's on a TV show.
Okay.
Not too high up.
Has she been on this podcast before? It doesn't matter. We'll talk about it later. We don't have to figure... No, I thought it might be someone that's been on here before.
No, not Nikki Osborne, no.
No, that's what I was thinking of.
No, she still follows me. Good on her. This other racist lady, she saw my show in Melbourne with the jokes in it.
Yep. Oh, she was there.
She was there. She bought merch, got photos with Claire and I afterwards, and then when this all kicks off, unfollows us.
You should post the photos of her with you guys in the middle.
I know. Oh. We thought about that. But
that would be great.
But I don't want to fucking fuck with her.
No.
But it was just like the amount of people that unfollowed me was...
How many followers did you lose?
Oh, no, I'm talking about people who I thought...
Oh, people
were,
you like you thought
who
were solid.
Genuinely friends of mine, who I thought we were cool.
Yeah.
And they know they were cool with the Muslim stuff. They were cool with the Jewish stuff. They were cool with the fucking death, the kids who died in the fucking jumping castle. They're cool with child rape jokes. They're cool with everything else.
Yeah.
But this, they were like, nah, man.
Yeah.
No dice.
So,
what was your, did you get much of a reaction from people you knew? Or?
Yeah, just like guys, mates of mine that listen to the podcast, they're like, how's your mate, Butterfield? Like literally, I was like, yeah, he's like, this is what he does. Like, it's not like, I was like, yeah, this is what he does.
This is what I do, man.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. And then people were like, they go, nah, actually, how's he going? And I was like, he's fine.
A lot of people reached out.
No, like, but yeah, it's like, of course.
He's getting I spoke to Frenchie during the week and he goes, no, I was going to call you. But then I was like, you do this all the time. You'll be right.
That was kind of my reaction when people asked me, I go, this is the fifth time. Like, it's part of it, I think.
It's part and parcel.
Has it settled down?
Yeah.
Because I noticed, like, when I see you post, I jump in the comments to see if they're still...
I think everyone does it.
...haranguing you, and it's tapering off.
There was one or two blokes who were in there for days arguing with people. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
It's wild.
Like, this is your life?
It was eye-opening for me seeing that. Like, seeing people just going to war.
Oh, like, over what? Over nothing. These are not real opinions. These are jokes, you fucking fool.
Even all of it, like, I don't know. I'm, like, quite... I don't know, a bit of a night. I kind of think nothing matters. Even like my job, I just sometimes go through like, none of this matters. Like, it's all temporary. Mm. So like, especially that stuff, I just go like, Jesus Christ, like what? People just go like, no, I'm willing to die on this hill. And I'm just like, dude, nothing matters. None of it matters.
There was another comment I saw from another person who will remain nameless, who has been on the show.
Oh, really?
And I won't...
Tell me when we turn the mics off.
They, them. I won't give the gender.
Sam Smith? Was it Sam Smith?
It was Sam Smith.
Fuck!
They commented on this lady because she was talking about the stolen generation and how hurtful my bit about the stolen generation was.
Yeah.
And they commented in there going, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You've been so hurt by this. I was like...
Yeah.
Am I on the same planet as you people?
Yeah. But they're probably like people that when they see you, they'll be like, hey, mate.
I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, and then some other bloke, some other comedian made a video about me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bit of your own medicine, mate.
He's got a couple of followers like on TikTok.
Yeah, okay.
And then he messaged me, he's like, so we're going to do a podcast? And I was like, you just called me a cunt.
Watch it for the clout.
And I was like,
oh, really?
I'm not having you on my fucking podcast, you fucking really? Idiot. Why would I have, what?
Has he got a good audience? He's got a big audience?
No.
No.
No. Even if he did.
Did he fall like say mean things about you?
Oh, I was like, Butterfield's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, okay. It could be an interesting debate.
And believe it or not, I take that a little bit personally because it is my name and it is me. But nah, man, I'm not trying to fucking start wars. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to fucking tell jokes, tell funnies, and that's it. And people are like, oh, you shouldn't. This is what I got. I was fucking sick of this shit. Oh, you shouldn't punch down in comedy.
That's all we're doing.
Like people are saying real comedians don't punch down. And a lot of ABC comedians were like, and Channel 10 comedians were like, oh, this is not real comedy. Fuck.
That's so subjective. But that's the thing that annoys me. Like, it is so subjective, and like things that like other people think are funny, I just think suck, and things that I think are funny, other people think suck. That's what it's about,
and that's fine.
That's the whole point of
but
it.
But don't go around policing you can't say other people's fucking tastes. It's ridiculous.
You can't say what's funny and what's
man,
not.
There's this other guy who also remained nameless because I'm not giving any of these people props, who was blowing up Deluxe on Facebook, and I'll tell you who he is later. But he was blowing up, and then 2 days later, he's at Dave Chappelle.
Who's like, yeah.
It's the same thing. What? Because he's an African-American dude. He can say whatever he fucking wants.
We can say the N-word, but that's about it.
No, that I need... No.
that's another thing. I would just listen to Danny Brown. He does podcasts with for YMH, like Tom Segura and Christina P under their umbrella, and he had Gillis on. Danny Brown's from Detroit. He's been to jail, sold crack, just uses the N-word every second word. And he's a black dude.
Okay.
But Gillis is just like,
yep.
Yeah, he's like so careful.
Have you seen what Gillis got cancelled for?
Yeah.
Because I was interested last week. I was looking at what other people have been cancelled for.
It's pretty mild.
Very mild.
And like, but it was because he just got the job at Saturday Night Live, New York, inner city lefties.
Yeah.
Maybe even, I don't know if it was around when the Asian hate stuff was going on, but it blew up.
Tony Hinchcliffe got that Asian hate stuff going pretty
Hinchcliffe's
hard.
Hinchcliffe's a psycho, dude. Hinchcliffe.
Like, I don't know. What Hinchcliffe said was pretty fucked up if you didn't know the guy you were talking to.
Yeah, yeah. Was it about Hans Kim? No, it was about someone else.
Can you clear up what you're talking about? Like, what did he say?
Oh, sorry. So, yeah.
Well, you can tell.
What group or something?
So he was being introduced by an Asian guy. And Tony walks out and he's saying things like gook and all this
type of shit. He was going berserk.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But if that's your friend
and
you would say it to their face,
then
what's the issue?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But Hinchcliffe got fucking ragged for that. And
Gillis's was real mild. He just did like an accent.
He just did an accent.
He just said the word noodles with an R in it, pretty much.
How do you say that?
I'll tell you off air.
Noodles.
He just did like that. But it was the timing of it, and because it was like Saturday Night Live, they had an Asian cast member that blew up. He's like, this is... And then they just fucking dragged him.
There was this guy on... I haven't seen him on Twitter for a long time, but I think he was the one leading the charge against Gillis.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but he's literally... I'll try and find it. Shane Gillis cancelled Twitter. There's this guy, and I was talking to Gillis about this.
Yeah.
And he was like, this cunt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's the cunt's name? He's like a BuzzFeed guy. His literal job is like policing comedy in New York.
Yeah.
Like, that's a job he's given himself.
Yeah, yeah. It's a self-appointed
Seth
role.
Seth Simmons.
Crap name.
Yeah.
It's a bad start, Seth.
So I write Humorism, a newsletter about labor inequality and extremism in the comedy industry.
You sound like an important guy.
Send tips to Seth Simmons at Gmail.
Tips. So that's like dob people in here. You suck, Seth.
Tips or
in
money?
Light of Louis C.K.'s new tour launching next week at Madison Square Garden, I wrote about how comedy is a safe space. Fucking jam it up your fucking boring ass, Seth, you cunt. Can you imagine writing? Oh, God. Anyway, I'm hungry.
I knew when he checked his phone he'd say that. I saw it 6:01. I'm going, don't check.
Ladies and gentlemen, leave us a review. Tell us how handsome you think we are, and let us know what you'd like to see next time on the podcast.
I would like to say, before we go, we get a lot of nice messages lately from people who are enjoying the show, and I really like it. I'm sure you get them too, but they're mixed in with the death threats. So
yeah, I never know what I'm going to open.
People like Flickr's messages and go, really enjoying the podcast, and it really makes my day. And I always write back to them too, but I just like, if you're enjoying the show and you're watching it, thank you, because it is nice. This is fun. And
let's make sure that we look after them with the long lunch.
Yeah.
Let's make it flash.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
We might even put a bar tab on.
Let's look ahead of ourselves. No, fuck yeah. We'll subsidize some drinks.
Okay. Yeah. Because that'll be sick. And we'll limit it to a couple of hundred people and we'll have the biggest fucking show of the year.
Yes. Oh, that could be tank. Like...
Yeah, but Gabe has to pay for his own ticket.
Of course.
Right. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.